what it do with the businesses, man.
Listen, it's the On Deck TV podcast, man. Every week we give you everything it is to know about what's relevant in hip-hop.
Absolutely, man.
What you have up this weekend?
Man, first off, allow myself to introduce myself. Yeah, don't go. It's something like that.
You know what that means.
Man, how did your boy, man? It's Animal Brown checking in. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Animal_Brown.
I am your boy. I am Spike Lou. Yeah, that was a double entendre. But I am Spike Lou. Wherever you find me, there. I've been on Facebook active lately. You know what?
I see you.
You know when you washed?
For sure, like you.
Yeah, when you watched, when Facebook is like cool and you like digging Facebook and shit. Like when you like finding friends and like posting topics and shit on Facebook.
People you ain't seen in a minute.
Yeah, like you waiting on notifications for like little topics you done put up, like you watched.
Clearly. That's stonewashed.
Subscribe to that club, dude.
So that's what you had up all weekend was stalking Facebook people.
That's not what we going to do about that.
What you get up? What you have for the weekend?
Man, I was heartbroken, dude.
Well.
Cowboy Nation, man.
You should be used to these L's that y'all collecting. Like, y'all like an L collector.
We should be the best team in the NFC, easily. Yeah. Say something about them two big dog losses you took. Say something.
Crickets.
I wish people could see Animal Brown face right now.
Crickets.
I wish y'all could see it.
My beard is magnificent.
Usually
right
he's
now.
So confident about the Packers. But look at his face. So anyway, yeah, I was heartbroken about that loss this weekend, man. But I got to chill, man. I love to do that. That's my favorite thing to do, man. So as long as I can chill, I'm good. What you have up?
Man, I chilled out too. I caught up on some TV, man. I had to catch up on my Gotham.
I ain't got no good TV to watch right now, except for the league, man.
You bullshitting. I had to catch up on my Fargo season 2.
Somebody in the rap chat tell me what's good on TV that I should be watching.
I just like did. TV. Gotham and Fargo. Are you listening?
Man, I'm not watching that.
Man, you bullshitting
Fargo
with yourself.
Season 1, I couldn't get through.
We don't need to talk about them.
Gotham, I have no idea. Nah, nope.
Wow.
I ain't doing that. I'm not doing Gotham. I don't know what. This is young. This is Batman Jr.?
This is Commissioner Gordon.
Is this like the cartoon James Bond Jr.?
No.
What is a Gotham? What are we talking about here?
Wow.
Is this Batman?
This is well, blasphemous. That's what this
I don't
is.
Know what are we talking about?
It's the best thing DC done
Bro,
came out with.
This.
It's the shit, though. Y'all watch Gotham, man. Y'all check that out.
Y'all tell me how that was. Maybe I'll check it out.
But before y'all watch that, man, go to OnDeckTVNetwork.com and check out the sports show on the station. We got a brand new and improved.
That logo looking like.
Crispy-ass new logo. Crispy new sound. Shout out Full Sport Press, man. Shout out E from the Wanderer with that fly ass logo.
Yeah, shout out Wanderer Clothing, man. Close
Absolutely.
With the network. We want to shout him out that FSP is looking crispy.
Yes, sir.
And the sound is crispy
yes,
over
sir.
There as well.
Yes, sir.
Y'all check out the last episode they did.
Yeah, man, they were talking college football. Y'all killing me with the college shit. Stop. Don't nobody watch college football no more.
Hey,
stop it.
I got heat for a lot, though. Because me and him been disagreeing about this top four. And I don't know, like, his top four, like, totally off. And he coached Locke, though.
But it's college football. Nobody cares.
Whatever. And Jay, too. Like, I got heat for Jay. Jay will be in town this week. Like, I'm putting it out here in the airwaves. So if he don't show up, everybody go hard on him. But he been slick. Been trying to come at me by my fashion, though. Like, Jay Hove been slick trying to get at me by, like.
You need help.
No.
Clearly.
First and foremost.
You have on felines right now.
First and foremost.
And you have on creative wrecks right now.
First and foremost, you digress from this conversation. That's what you do.
Because I'm ready made fresh.
Now, I'm not going to lie. J-Ho fresh. But, like, we ain't just going to do this like I don't know what I'm doing out here, though.
You need coaching.
J-Ho, listen, dude. Just be quiet.
You need coaching.
You be quiet, dude. Because we don't want to get into your fashion.
I'm GMing.
But look, I'm talking to J-Hove because he been slick shotting like for a couple of weeks and everything and group chess and everything.
With good reason.
I understand you fresh, bruh. You can be fresh like you can be the USA or fresh. I can be Russia. I'm Russia. I ain't the USA, but I'm still a superpower and I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And I'm going to shake it. I'm Putin out here. Come on, dude. We ain't got to follow the rules over here. I'm rushing with the fashion.
Please, we're going to get you off of fashion because you are late with the fashion. Bro. You ain't rushing at all. You're late with it. So bro. We're going to go to this rap shit.
Bro, you was wearing Eddie Bauer in 2014.
Did you say Did you say Eddie Gabauer?
You were wearing Eddie Bauer in 2014.
They don't even make that no more.
Yes, they do. They have stores. And you shopped there. I seen your picture on the counter.
Hey, man, what hopped out to you this week on this rap shit, man?
Really, what hopped out to me was the Dame shit, because, you know, I'm big into the Dame stuff. But we're going to go 50 first, because it's not every day. Yeah, it fit in the news every day. But it's not every day that you hear that Vivica Fox is eating the groceries. Flat out.
No, hold on. You got to set it up, though. Nah, Vivica.
Like, you got to flat out let people know that she eating groceries.
Vivica.
Yeah, you can. Like, whatever you want to think from there, go ahead. Here you go.
Vivica was on a TV show called Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
On Bravo.
What is it?
I think it's a playoff Housewives or something. I don't know, dude. Some dude, man. I don't fucking
Watch
know.
What happens live.
That's what it's called. So
they eating groceries live.
I watch it, dude. Look though. To a perv guy. So look, so she insinuates that 50 Cent is gay based off of that Double XL cover. With him and Soulja Boy, when he had like the white thing over his face and neither one of them had a shirt on. Right. So she insinuated that he was gay. Soulja Boy threw a shot that wasn't nowhere near as classic as what 50 did. Like, please let me read this tweet.
What did Soulja Boy say?
Man, he said she was washed up. He said if y'all, if you're looking for like a washed up cougar, call 1-800. I'm washed. So who gives a shit?
Right, that's true. That's true.
50 Cent.
If I'm Soulja Boy, I do have to get in this, though.
You
just
do.
To get a little, I got to get a something out of this,
you
though.
Do.
You know what I mean?
But nobody will care.
Right.
50 Cent came with the heat.
Okay.
He said, oh no, now she thinks I'm gay because I let her lick my ass. Laughing my ass off. Wait, I didn't want her to. She forced me. My hands were tied. 50 Shades of Grey. Listen.
Okay.
He exceeded my expectations with this response. Listen. That shit was fucking hilarious.
All right, let's map this out.
God, that
let's
shit was funny.
Let's map this out. Vivica Fox is 51.
I don't believe that.
Clearly she gonna try to turn 50 onto some new shit. 50 was just now getting famous.
That was about 10 years ago. Yeah, about 10
years. He was just getting famous when he started fucking with her.
It was his first little like superstar Hollywood.
All right. If Vivica Fox put you in handcuffs, put your legs behind your head,
yes.
And start licking. Oh my God. I ain't got to finish. God.
Dude, you're not letting Vivica eat the groceries? That's what you're telling me?
I ain't fucking with Vivica Fox.
10 years ago, you would've. That's my point.
She ain't looking my. Nah. Vivica Fox not tying me up, dude.
I know she's not tying me up.
She's not tying me up.
She's not tying me up. But that's funny. Do you think he. Like, was he telling the truth or was he just being funny?
Nah, it was the truth.
Nah, come on. Man, that's 50 Cent.
Yeah, she did that. Yeah, she did.
She wouldn't have put him
why,
on blast.
Why would she say he was gay? What? Like, what other excuse? Like,
if she had that in the closet, she's not gonna put that out though.
Listen, and this is, hey, what did they say before? You ain't trying to disrespect nobody. No disrespect.
No shots.
If this was Puff, if it was Jamie Foxx,
ah man.
Yeah, I mean, if it was people like that that got like crazy little pictures and shit out there, I see what she was saying. But like, nah, like. The cover with him and Soulja Boy, I don't know what kind of weird shit XXL was on, but
yeah,
I will give them a pass for that.
The cover was some small.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't take 50 to be no gay dude.
Right.
But I do take Vivica Fox to be the type of chick to tie you up and try to lick your ass. And then, when you go hard on her, she'll try to be like, oh, well, he gay because I licked his ass. Oh, you licked my ass. You know what I mean? That's it.
Hey, that,
no gay shit
hey,
about it.
That overshadowed all of the shit with him and Ross. Like, that shit was funny too, but this shit right here was classic.
Nah, look, hold on though. It don't really. Cause look.
No.
So Ross brought his son into it. Ross said, your son
applied to. He said his son applied to be an intern
this
at MMG.
This is authentic laughter too. Like, he
yes.
said. Go ahead.
He said his son applied to be an intern at MMG. He said, don't worry, I got 12 cars. I got 200 acres and a lawnmower with his name on it. And 50 Cent, this is how you know 50 Cent was hot about that. He commented under the picture. In the millions of comments, this nigga 50 has one comment floating under there that said, you know you shouldn't have said that. And he meant every last character in that comment.
Hey, look though.
Cause he don't play by this son, he be hot about that shit.
You know the pain is when you say you know you shouldn't have said that and you 50 Cent, but you really can't do nothing about it. Yeah, nah, because look, I just filed bankruptcy. I just admitted in open court that I'm broke. Like right. To the standards of what Rick Ross talking about, like Rick Ross ain't going to never take that character off. Like, nah, I'm big dog. And yeah, I just got out of jail. I'm my house arrest. But like, he had the picture of the 12 cars.
Tough.
He had the big boy old schools. He had the new schools.
Had them laid out.
Like, he looked like a lot of car washing to be done. It looked like a lot of grass to be cut, like he said. Like, so if 50 say that, like, yeah, you mad, but what you gonna do? Man. You can't make music to squash me.
He ain't gonna pull up to the crib.
Gonna pull up?
He gonna pull up on Evander crib? Up.
So he tried to go to the chain, the MMG chain that they took from Gunplay.
Yep.
And you know what? That's irrelevant.
That's old. That's old.
Because look, nobody from G Unit right now want it with Gunplay.
Yeah.
Like Gunplay can walk in G Unit offices right now, and I promise you, nothing would happen outside of everybody leaving that was associated with G Unit.
I don't believe that though.
Gunplay, bro,
you ain't finna just make him like you Terminator 2.
I'm not saying Gunplay is Kimbo Slice. I ain't saying that at all. But I promise you, from what I've listened to him say, and what like just what I've looked at on YouTube and shit, like nobody.
He took an L on YouTube though, but he was outmanned though.
What
you mean? At the BET Awards.
They was gay. And 50.
Yeah, he was out, man.
Yeah, they was gay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He
so
was
what
out,
I'm
man.
Saying is like they like 50 put the picture out with Gunplay chain like you still like
right.
Got your shit back. If Gunplay were to go to New York by himself today,
you making him the toughest nigga on earth.
Nah, I ain't making him the toughest nigga on earth. I'm just saying like 50 talking that shit like. Oh, I still got this chain. Like, we really did punk you. Like, nah, they didn't punk him. They got the ups on him.
Right.
Really, Gunplay got the ups on all of G-Unit right now. Anybody that he got a problem with right now, I promise you, Gunplay can walk up on them. And if they got that chain, he'll get that back. I promise you he'll get that back. If it's a bet, if we going to Vegas with this, if it's Gunplay against anybody in G Unit who got that chain, who I ain't even gonna name names.
Right, fuck
like,
that.
Whoever in G Unit got that chain, even including the 50, Gunplay will have it at the end of the day.
You got your money on Gunplay.
Yes. Who Fair you got enough. Yours on?
I'm that's a push.
Nah, I got Gunplay.
That's a push.
Give me a 3-point spread with that. I got Gunplay +3. I'm giving Gunplay 3 points.
Speaking of this money, you mentioned Dame Dash.
Okay.
Now Dame Dash was on Dr. Boyce Watkins' little YouTube show.
He been getting some pub out here, Boyce Watkins. Hell.
He has, and Dame gave his theory behind the circle of success. Now, if you've watched Backstage or if you've heard any of the Dame Dash interviews, you know what he means when he says circle of success.
Right.
Now, we're going to let him define it, and he's going to say why it did not work between him and Jay. We'll talk about if he has a point or not. Check it out.
Let's say there's 10 of us, and that was why our agenda was always to get all 10 of us rich. Because if I go broke, I can just take a little from each of you without it hurting you, and I'm rich again. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say there's 10 of us and I need $1 million, $100,000 from each person. I'm a millionaire all over again. And everyone else, you know, has only had to give up $100,000. There's nothing that's going to crack you. So it was the biggest form of security was to keep your friends rich because whenever you need them, they'd be there for you. But it's crazy because I was thinking about how many of my friends really subscribed to that. And they ended up being a fucking farce. None of them. If you even listen to Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z makes reference to it in the record called Feeling It. And he's like, if every nigga in your clique, your rich is rugged, no wonder they'll all be each other's clutches. Listen to it one day. But he didn't believe in it.
So let me ask you this. Was Dame's plan of the circle of success, was that doomed from the start? Or did niggas just not partake in it? Did niggas just not keep it 100 with him?
It's hurt me, man.
Why is this?
To answer your question, I don't think it was either one of those.
Okay.
What it was is his understanding of your niggas being your crutches was off, right?
The J-line.
That.
Right.
Not even the J-line, because what he said was, like, if I fall off, I should be able to go ask my niggas. If all my niggas got a million, I can ask them for $100,000.
And I'll be right
that
back.
Way, I'm a millionaire. Now they 900,000. You know what I mean? Do you see the disconnect
right.
in that?
Right.
Okay, so the point behind that line, as my understanding, being a Jay-Z fan, and where I think the disconnect and listening to Dame interviews, like, don't get me wrong, I fuck with Dame. Dame, my nigga. I subscribe to his way of thinking as far as being your own boss. But what he missing right there is you got to boss up. Like, when if me and my niggas going into a situation and we put this up and I'm the one that fall out.
Right.
Y'all put me in a position to be successful. I can't go ask everybody for $100,000. I did something dumb to fuck up what we all made successful. So it's your fault. You know, I got to take responsibility at some point. I can't go with my hand out to niggas just because we all came up together, just because we all made money together. I fucked all mine off because I had dumb ideas. Nah, it don't work that way, bro. We set up a circle of success. You went outside of it. Now you want to come to me and be like, ah, dog, I jacked my shit off, so help me get back on my feet. So what happened next time you jack your shit off?
Time out, though. Time out. Hold on. All right. We don't know that he Antoine Walker this shit off. He maybe maybe it's some lawsuit shit. He may have lost it on some tax shit.
Right.
He may have lost it on some regular bad investment. Nigga thought it was going to go through. It didn't. It fell out. I had cribs. The housing market crashed. Now I'm fucked up. Mm-hmm. It could have been a situation like that. Why can't niggas throw in some change? That's not going to hurt them.
Okay.
And who better would you rather have to help than your homeboy?
Listen, fantastic point. You make a fantastic point because that's the way Dame should be looking. Well, nah, that's not the way he should be looking at it, but that's the way as an outsider look at it coming in. But I got nine successful niggas in a circle of 10 that's successful. Right.
That's a good ratio. It's 90%.
They all doing something where they making money and they good.
Right.
I don't want you to give me fish. I want you to teach me how to fish again because obviously somewhere I failed. So I don't need a nigga to give me anything.
Right.
But show me what you got working so I can start my stuff back up and start back making my money. Because I don't need to instantly be a millionaire just because y'all are. But what I do need to do is get back in the game.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Nah, that ain't what he said. That's not what he said.
It's not what he said, but maybe that's what he meant, hypothetically.
Okay. Right, so if he meant that hypothetically, like, yeah, I don't believe that Jay was like, nah, I'm boxing you out. I'm blackballing you. I believe Jay was like, nah, I'm not giving you $1 million for you to go jack on pro kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to come over here, and I know you a hell of a motherfucker to go in there on the A&R tip, and you push these records, and you ain't taking no from these people in these record labels, then yeah, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that. I'm going to pay you a salary, and you build yourself back up. But nope, I ain't giving you no handout.
See, that's what I think. I don't know if now that you just mentioned that, I don't know if he necessarily meant it as a handoff. But it did come off that way.
It
did. It did.
And Dame Dash is smarter than it. And that's why I say this is one of the few times that I disagree with him. Because usually Dame Dash come off clearly as how he mean it. And from what I took from that is like, if I go broke,
handouts,
and I built something with a lot of my guys, I can go say, man, I made a couple bad decisions, bro. You give me $100, you give me $100, you give me $100, I'll get $1 million, I'll be back, and then I can go make some more bad decisions. And then y'all done made $2 million. Now y'all can throw me $1 million more, but how many more times y'all going to do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You enabling me to be a
especially
failure.
If you're the only one.
Right. It's what I'm saying. So, like, nobody else fell off. We don't know what Big doing.
Right.
And Jay successful, and it was always, if you can't build another hole, then the whole line with that. So, like, nah, I'm not giving you no money, but I'll give you a job. I'll give you a blueprint, and you can follow that and see if you can make it. But, the handout thing ain't working.
Speaking of people getting jobs, man, Pusha T just got a new job. Congratulations on Pusha T's new gig. He has been announced as the president of Good Music. Of course, Good Music is Kanye West's record label. Smart move, dumb move. We don't know yet which one. Pusha T, new president of Good Music.
E.
What's
A,
that?
B, C.
All of
D.
the above?
No, D. Not a move at all. Like, this is only a, like, Pusha T album should have been out.
Y'all know where that King Push at.
It should have been out. So Kanye say, you know what, I'll make you the president of Good Music. So what does that mean? What does that mean that Pusha T is the president of good music?
All I know is Pusha T.
I'll answer that in short terms.
Go ahead. He said it took him 4 months to decide if he was going to take the job.
That's impossible.
Maybe that's why he ain't been putting out no music impossible. And shit, dude. I mean, hey, I don't know. But this is what he said, though. This is what Kanye said. He said, well, actually, Pusha T asked him, what are things that you're looking for? And Ye was like, I need somebody to manicure the label, make it profitable, and be very business-oriented about it going forward in a manicure type of way. Those are quotes, by the way. I'm not sure what he means by manicure type of way and why he used it twice in one sentence. But
okay, so what about Pusha T says any of that? Pusha T is a hell of a rapper.
Pusha T still in the game eating, and he has not dropped a lot of solo material. He's still relevant.
That's what I'm saying. So like, why?
He got a store in Vegas. He got like a couple of. He got some.
No. I get that. So why are we moving him behind a desk to be the president of good music? If I'm Sci High, am I trusting Pusha T to like be over my label? You got the same situation that you had with LL Cool J and Jay-Z and Def Jam and all these artists feeling like, man, dude don't know what he doing. Like, he trying to get his own stuff out there. Yeah. And then he ain't even trying to get his own stuff out there. He doing clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like who, give me one person in good music that's buying into this. One.
See, here's the thing.
One.
Now, hold on.
Give me one person first.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Kid Cudi's no longer there.
Like, Pusha T not even high on the totem pole as far as who you going to for musical advice there.
I mean, look.
Like, he probably near the bottom.
I ain't going to say that, though.
How not?
Like, if
I'm trying to make a hit, I'm going to Pusha T, I'm going to Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi's not on the label no more. That's number one.
It don't matter. He's still associated.
He hasn't been on the label in 8 years.
Okay, if I need a feature, I'm going to Pusha T or Common.
Pusha T, you motherfucker.
You talking about a street hit. I'm talking about a Grammy hit. Come on, man.
I ain't going to Common, but for
Common for that Grammy.
Nigga,
look.
Tell me where the Chicago Pizza spot at, man, nigga. That's the only thing I'm going to Common for.
Grammy look on the soundtrack. Or the and what that movie, or the new movie that he coming out with.
And what that Serena was about.
Come on, man.
You can tell me Serena stories.
I'm going with the Common look. Nah, what like.
Tell me Serena stories, Common. Look, Other than that, I'm good.
Tell me this then. What does anybody on good music need Pusha T for? Anybody.
Help, Sean, help with bars?
That's what a president does? Come on, man. Like, listen. This is just, like, his album should have been out, and this is like just like a little thing to be like, look, your album came out. I'm going to give this little. Cameron was the president of Rockefeller, dude. This is nothing.
This is nothing. So.
I'd rather hear King Push. I don't care about this. I'd rather hear King Push. No lie.
This was his little final statement. Then we're going to move on. He said, I just look at capitalizing on everything that I feel like good music brings to the music industry, our following, and the culture. We have incredible artists. It's definitely about getting those albums out in a very manicured way. Why does he keep saying manicure?
I'm waiting to see that first album.
Why does he keep saying manicure?
Executive produced by Pusha T.
I don't understand, dude. Well, I don't know.
Manicure
must
mean something in the Illuminati.
They still got John Legend, Mos Def, Big Sean, Q-Tip.
Okay, exactly. If I'm John Legend, what type of advice am I going to push a T for my album? You're the president of my label. Like, I'm on your label. I got Grammys. I'm the man. I'm John Legend. Like, what am I going to push a T for?
I have no fucking clue. Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Nah.
Maybe Ye knows something that we don't.
Know nothing John Legend don't. I promise you that.
We'll keep it Chi-Town, man. Did you see Spike Lee trailer for the Chi-Rack joint?
I did.
Nigga, that shit garbage. You hear me? I've been saying this. Spike Lee is done. Put him in the Hall of Fame for what he's done.
You don't like Spike Lee.
He's Kobe, dude.
You don't like Spike Lee. Nah.
He's 2015 Kobe shooting bricks off the side of the backboard. Did y'all see that Chi-Rack trailer? What was that, dude? Is it a parody? Is it serious? Is it a joke? Is it Don't Be a Menace?
But look,
what is this?
Hold on.
Don't Be a Menace in Chicago?
Have you seen School Days?
What is that? Are you talking about the Spike Lee joint?
Yeah, have you seen School Days?
I may have seen it back in the day.
The answer is fucking no.
Who knows?
You ain't seen School Days. That's one.
What does that got to do with Chirac?
Chirac, all it is School Days for 2015.
I mean, School Days is ass then, because this looks like ass.
No, listen, man. HBCUs were very, very popular in the black community back when School Days came out.
So they're no longer popular, is what you're saying?
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know about it. I'm not in college. I have no idea what the college life is about. But shout out to HBCU Confessions because they gave us a shout out. But
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get at y'all for that later on. But I have no idea what the college life is about now. But back to my point.
For sure.
School Days was a satire of like college life and black fraternities.
Okay.
Right? So, update 2015. What this is about is a satire of Chicago life, the killings, and the things that are going on in Chicago, and he kind of making light of it, but still touching on the aspect socially.
Right.
So people are mad because they think he's making a joke of it.
Yeah,
because
the trailer showed it had a lighthearted feel to it.
Very lighthearted, but why now are we going to criticize Spike Lee for that when he's always been like that throughout his career?
Dude,
like, this ain't the first movie he's like Girl Six.
That shit was ass too.
I ain't gonna say it was good, but I'm saying he's done this before.
I guess people looking at it like he's exploiting.
Did you look at some of the responses that the rappers had from Chicago?
I did. What's my man name? Lil Bibby came out and said what something. He said the Chirac trailer looks like a parody. He's exactly right.
That's what it is.
Rhymefest said that Spike Lee is exploiting poor people. I don't know about that.
Who's Rhymefest?
Exactly. Lil Durk said this shit gotta be a prank. in a series of tweets, he compared it to shit like N.W.A. and no. The reason Straight Outta Compton sold like that was because it was real. But
that's the thing.
See, he got it confused.
Who? Lil Durk.
He think it's supposed to be like Straight Outta Compton. Yeah.
Give me.
Yeah, that. I mean he's taking it like, and I understand this because he's from there and he's young, so he probably doesn't know shit about School Days or any of Girl Six or any other bullshit ass movie Spike Lee put out. So he's looking at this like he's thinking it's about to be some N.W.A. Boys in the Hood for Chi-Town. That's not what this is.
Right.
It's some Spike Lee shit for Chi-Town. Vivica Fox would eat this for lunch. It looks like trash,
man,
dude.
That's crazy. You sick.
It look whack, dude.
No.
It don't look.
I'm talking about the Vivica Fox.
Yeah, she'd eat this for lunch.
That's
boom ting.
No, you're absolutely right about. I'm not agreeing with the Vivica Fox shit.
Okay,
you're absolutely right though. I think people from Chicago look at it like this was supposed to be our Boys in the Hood,
right? Because that's what niggas thought it was gonna be.
This is our Paid in Full.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
What Spike Lewis? Me.
I hope you didn't make
what
this
I'm trying
shit.
To do is shake it. But what Spike Lee is trying to do is like make light of the situation because he know he can't get no real conversation going about it. Well, people like nobody's engaged in Spike Lee. Like he not gonna be on CNN for this movie. Even if it was like the realest shit you ever seen since Boys in the Hood and it was talking about killings in Chicago, they still not going to bring Spike Lee on CNN, Fox News, none of that to talk about it. So what do he do in contradiction to, well, I ain't going to say contradiction, in comparison to that, what he does is make a parody of it where people at least going to get to talking about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully somewhere throughout there's a message in there where you go, those of those who will see it, or bootleg, or whatever, however you look at it,
right,
you get a little bit from it. It's just like the movie, what were we talking about the other day through text message?
I have no fucking clue.
Or the movie.
Are you saying it's like this? No. Are you talking about Dear White People?
Dear White People.
Right.
Same sense.
I'm cool on
it's
that.
It's just more Spike Lee-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dear White People the same way. It's like a satire of a very exaggerated example of what's going on.
Right.
Like, I ain't mad at Spike Lee for doing it. That's what he do, and I can't understand why, like, people, like...
It looks terrible, dog. Nick Cannon, a gangster nigga, dog.
One thing I could understand why people would be...
If it looked good, it'd be one thing.
No, not even if it looked good. He should have involved more Chicago people. Right.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
If Lil Bibby's in the movie, if Lil Durk's in the movie, nah, for real. Like, because that's what made Do the Right Thing. It was so New York oriented. You know what I'm saying? All his other shit was like so where he shot it at the essence of it was that.
Right.
So if he had to just involve more Chicago, like, I don't need Nick Cannon in no movies, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. But like, put Lil Bibby in there, put Lil Durk in there, put what's your boy Herb in there, put Chief Keef in there. Just
oh my God.
You have to do that if you gonna call it that, and you can still do the same thing, but it's a bigger effect. Like, you gotta involve Chicago. If you gonna bullshit us like this,
what, you gonna have Jordan? Who else you want in there, man?
Nah, Jordan ain't from Chicago, bro.
Who else you want?
Born in Brooklyn.
You want Derrick Rose?
What's your girl name? What's your girl name? Yeah, Derrick Rose need to be in there. What's your girl name? Katie got bars. All
Katie
them.
Got bands,
whatever,
man.
Fuck it, whatever. See, you know her. Yo, girl. All them people got to be in there. What's his name? King Louis?
No.
All them.
Nah, man. I'm,
that's what you do.
I wouldn't want to be a social.
That's what you do if you want people to accept it. Like, but the satire that he put out with Nick Cannon in there, like, nah. Like, nah, I ain't, I'm good.
We good. Now, this is what we gonna do, man.
Took too long on it. Anyway.
Thank you. Music break, man. Listen, we gonna do something different, man. Second week of the month. This is what we gonna start doing. What's our little Beast Mode mixtape album that we fuck with heavy?
Spinrella.
Spinrella is the best mixtape album. It's the only time I'm gonna say that until we get a check from Spinrella.
Yep.
But
doing reads next week, Spinrella.
Absolutely.
Our email is ondecktv@gmail.com.
There it is.
Contact us.
We're going to go to the new releases. This is called On Deck TV for a reason. We like to put people up on what's coming up next.
We're going to scroll through.
We're going to pick a random motherfucker under the new releases.
And we found.
Who's this nigga name?
This nigga name is Johnny Rocket.
It's a dude named Johnny Rocket.
From the DMV.
We picked the first song that looked like it might sound like something.
And the name of that was Jamal Crawford.
The name was Jamal Crawford. We had to pick that. I got to hear what this sounds like.
He's a shooter. Clearly, he's a shooter.
We know he's going to be shooting some. I got to hear. Let's see what he hitting on, man. Johnny Rocket. This is called Jamal Crawford.
Let's go.
Nigga just hit my phone. Jamal Crawford. Straight off the bench, bitch, I don't miss. I'm like Jamal Crawford. I cop a brick, make it do tricks just like Jamal Crawford. You need that work, I got that work just like Jamal Crawford. Just like Jamal Crawford.
Put up on your block, big knock in the drop top.
Bitch, I'm like Jamal Crawford.
Put up on your block, big knock in the drop top.
Bitch, I'm like Jamal Crawford.
Put up on your block, big knock in the drop top.
Bitch, I'm like Jamal Crawford. Baby, show me the love. Straight lines like the baselines. All these white birds like I'm covered in dub. PayPal like a case file. See, I turn this bitch up in a second. My mecca, that kick like it's Beckham. So don't disrespect it. If bodies start dropping, it look like they flopping. I'm trading them bullets, just join the collection. Bitch, you can check my credentials. Copy my style like a stencil. Calling me P cause I play with that pistol. Busting that heat like you open the window. Ayy, finesse, the best. Ride, ride, sound like I own it, want it. You can come get it, don't miss it. I be taking bitches down in a minute. Anything is kitchen, but it's like Quidditch. I be riding with the Glock now, crazy. You can catch six shots now, baby. DeAndre on the block now, baby. Bitch, I'm like a bar, but these clippers at your top like lasers. Niggas flew gazy, I don't give a fuck what you offer. Nigga want war, then I'm all for. Toss 2K in your face, that'll put you in your place. When I put up on your block,
like, oh, fuck.
Man, look at Johnny Rocket, though.
Man, I'm coming off the bench shooting swish. I like Johnny Rocket, man. Shout out Johnny Rocket, dog. I'm
going to say this.
What you going to say?
I did like the song.
I did.
Look like he from the DMV.
He is.
Shout out DMV. I will say this, because I do have a knock. I'm not going to act like that was the best shit I've ever heard.
I ain't going to say that.
But I'm
it was all right.
No, it was definitely all right. Was he not rapping like the Migos? It was Migo influenced.
Like,
but he was ripping
but,
it, though.
But you call everything the Migo flow, though.
But that was the Migo flow.
You
I'm not saying.
Like, when we play a T.I. song, you call it the Migo flow.
He uses it.
You say 2 Chainz uses it.
He does.
You say all of these people use the Migo flow.
It's the sound
it
right
originated
now.
Originated in Memphis, Tennessee.
30 years ago.
Okay, but it ain't theirs.
So it's the 3-6 flow then?
Like, no. It's Leo Cohen's flow because he the one that put the money behind them that made them popular and gave them 360 and made everybody think Migos was cool. They can't rap.
Yeah, they slick can, though.
No, I ain't going to lie. They can't rap.
Thank you.
Offset, all right.
Nah, take off the hardest one.
Offset is all right. Who's the hardest Migo? Y'all tweet us and let us know.
Take off.
Offset.
Nah, but that was straight, though. Shout out Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, shout out Johnny Rocket, man. Shout out to DMV. We like that.
His mixtape is called Dope if y'all want to check him out.
Go check him out.
All right, so it's a good one right here.
This is a good topic.
This is right tough, here. Too. It took me a long time to figure this shit out.
It's rough. When you like rap,
You love rap, dude.
It's rough right here when you like rap.
It's, we said we're going to take our top five most impactful verses.
To us.
What does that mean to you when a verse impacted you?
Like, to me, what it means is like, when you hear a verse, you remember when that came on, the context of the situation, who told you about it, what they was telling you about it, like, man, you need to listen to this because, or you might have been going through some shit where you were like, man, like, nigga, this nigga was talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's impactful. So we ain't saying the top lyrical, lyrical verses from all time, and it ain't like the, like, but right. What do they call? What was that shit? The syllable shit? It ain't all that.
Right. It may not.
It can be. It's the stuff that hits you.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go over ours. We got a couple on deckers out there that has some that they want to speak about too.
For sure.
We're going to go over theirs. But like, it's a lot of stuff out there, man. And also, we want you to comment in the rap chat. We're going to put it up.
Of course.
Y'all tell us some of y'all favorite verses, man, because this is a big topic.
Most impactful. It's important. It got to be impactful,
like,
to
this
you.
This is going
to
last from now to the next show.
Absolutely.
You know that, right? Okay.
So this is what we're going to do. We got five apiece. We're going to say,
I had to make a change on mine.
I had to make a few too. We're going to say what it is, why it's impactful, and some of our favorite bars from the verse. Right. Real simple. You want to kick it off?
Do I want to kick it off? I'll kick it off.
Okay.
And I'll put the story behind it. All right. So I was like, you say White Man's World, Tupac's, the second verse, right?
Okay.
And I context it. I was in the seventh grade. That pop came out, he had died. And everybody was talking about me and, like, the song about the strap, me and my girlfriend, right?
Yeah, that was a shit.
Because that was the first time, really, Pac was being subliminal. Pac really a straightforward rapper. He gonna give you what he talking about, right?
Right, for sure.
So, like, when I was in, it was junior high at the time. You got people coming up like, oh, man, you hear that Pac? You know, he ain't talking about his great, talking about his strap, this and that, whoop-de-woo. Like, people was going crazy about that song. So my cousin, I was 15, probably 16, maybe, I don't know how old I was. But my cousin, we was riding around. He like 22, 23. So he was saying the same thing. We riding around. We was listening to that. It was a cassette, nigga. It was the Pac cassette. So he was like, well, that me and my girlfriend the hardest thing on there, but the White Man's World had just went off. And I said, cuz, I'm 15, he 22. I said, listen to that White Man's World. Like, listen to that, like, again, and then you tell me what the hardest song on there was. When I tell you, a week later, he came up to me at my grandma's house, he was like, bruh, I don't know how you know at 15 and I'm 22 that was the hardest shit on there, and what he was speaking was some real shit. But you called that one, and I never forget that. Shout out to my cousin Tommy.
What's your favorite? What's a couple of lines on that you fuck with heavy?
My homeboy doing life, his baby mama be stressing. He in tears when her son finally asked that question, where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Crying, heard you late night through the bedroom door. Do they love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger, man. Come on.
He was murdering this shit.
Hey, listen.
He was murdering
White Man's
that.
World, and if you remember, your own decker, your own deck fan, when the Trayvon Martin thing happened, that was a song that we had to go to. That was it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, we
sure
had to play that for that. It wasn't nothing else to fit that like White Man's World. So shout out to that. That was like, that's impactful to me, because I always remember that story, me being as young as I was and him being his age, and him like being like, I don't know what you seen or how you seen it at your age, but bro, you called it.
I'ma keep for my first one, I'ma keep it Pac too. I'ma keep it West Coast.
Okay.
But I figured
there'd be a lot of Pac in here.
Yeah. And I tried to keep it one. I didn't want to do a repeat artist, but I could've easily done like five. Pac could've done five J's. Right. Could've. But we ain't gonna do that. I took that Pac changes after he passed. Mm. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor, and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Dude, cops give a damn about a Negro? Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero? Listen, man, when I first heard that shit, I was so hot that Pac was dead because I thought we weren't going to get no more of that right there. Hey, and he ended up with like 10 more albums after he died.
But that right there was so serious, though.
Dude, I felt every last syllable like, in
dude
that.
Dude was 24 and that was 96. And that is relevant right now today.
That's going to be forever
and
relevant.
Y'all don't worry. This ain't going to be a Pac fest.
Nah. We're going to switch it
like
up.
A Tupac dedication. But like,
nah.
We just want to let y'all know, like, the context of what these verses mean to us as hip-hop enthusiasts. And like I said, we're going to let you know what other people thought as well.
Absolutely, man. We're going to keep it. Give me a second one.
You give me your next one, man.
Because
I think I might make a change here.
Man. I did. This is what I did. I fast-forwarded a little bit, something a little more nearer.
Okay.
I took it Kanye West, Wait Till I Get My Money, the first verse.
Whew. Hey, I was going to use that. I ain't going
to
lie.
Listen, man. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace.
Yeah. Everybody know that.
Dog. Among other shit, the verse was ridiculous. This put Kanye in a new realm, a new respect.
A whole new dough.
A whole new dough.
But don't just like just disrespect what you just played, though.
I'm just saying.
Okay, like just respect what you just played and respect how relevant that was.
That shit was ridiculous. That put him in a whole nother space. That Kanye, that's when he turned into one of my favorite artists right at that very moment when I heard it.
That was stupid, though.
What you got? Where you going with it?
Man, people ain't even, like, this is how I'm finna context this.
We ain't finna give a 20-minute story again, are you, though? We ain't got time for that.
I ain't gonna give you no 20-minute story, but what I am gonna tell you is this. When you play this, and I read a couple of these bars, and folk go back and listen to this song, they're going to realize this is one of the hardest songs that was ever done in rap. A-Ball and MJG on top of the world. MJG verse. I'm just going to give you a little bit.
On top of the world. What was the name of the song?
Friend or Foe.
There you go.
And what I give you from a little bit is going to make you go back, get it, download it, save it to your Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal if you're losing, and everything else. But MJG said, who is my friend? Who is my foe?
Who do I ask when I want to know? Something about something when I don't know nothing. My ignorance keeping me out in the cold. Who do I call when I'm in need of a ride in somebody else's car? How do I get from point A to B if B is just too far? Where can I get alone? Where can I use the phone? Who's going to give me the permission to make a decision to come up within their house and live? When will I drive a beam or take my clothes to the cleaners? How can I know? Will I forever be paying my dues? Will I forever be singing the blues? Where will I find a shoulder when I be wanting to lean? Know what I mean? When I be needing some justification, stuck in the fucking same location. Who is the friend that's helping me? Who is the buster that's hurting me? Who can I trust? Will you be there when the going is tough? Will I be hanging with dick in the dust?
When I'm all the way out, who helping me, dude? Friend of foe MJG, man, he murdered that. Shout out Memphis, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that was beast mode.
God.
It was. He
y'all
murdered that shit.
That friend of foe, man.
That's throwback shit right there. Two. All right, man, what you got? We on number three.
You got it.
I just went back to back like Drake.
How did you just go back to back?
I went Pac and I went motherfucking Kanye.
Oh, you went Pac and Kanye.
Tough.
I mean, like, I ain't got heat over here, though,
dog. I mean, you ain't working with nothing right now.
All right. This can't be life. Scarface.
Scarface verse?
Yes. Sweet Jesus alive. Now, if you listen to it and you don't know the backstory, then you're like, okay, it was an all
right
verse.
Right.
Backstory to this is, Jay-Z says they were in their recording, this can't be life. Scarface got a phone call from one of his homeboys. The phone call was that his baby had just died. Scarface had his whole verse wrote for this can't be life. He stepped outside. He took the phone call. He came back in. He was obviously distraught because this is one of his close homeboys, and he was telling him that his homeboy just died.
That real.
Jay said he went in the booth. He didn't write nothing down.
Don't say he said he freestyled it, though.
No.
Okay.
He did.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Listen, he went in the booth. He didn't write. I ain't going to say freestyle like first take. You
okay.
You're an engineer. You know how it go.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to take Jake.
Right. He went in the booth. He didn't write nothing down. And it was straight emotion.
Yeah.
And he rapped about the whole scenario that he was told about from his homeboy in the song.
And at the end, he said, I could have rapped about my hard times in this song, but heaven knows I would have been wrong. It wouldn't have been life. It wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been us. And that was the hook to the song. Like, to put that whole story together, then end it with the hook, I used that for my senior quote in the yearbook. I swear to God, I did.
You was on the yearbook committee?
No, I don't know nothing about all that. Okay. I know you just had to submit a senior quote, and that was the thing that I had at the time. The dynasty, this can't be life. That was the hardest shit I had heard at that point.
That shit was fire. It was fire. So you saying Scarface got Jay on it?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But Scarface did murder that. And just the context of the story, though.
For
sure.
You know
what I'm saying? That's what really made it.
I'm going to keep it Hov.
Okay.
It's funny. We in the same realm, but we not, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm going to my favorite Hov song, and it was tough picking between one of these two verses.
I couldn't pick a lot of Hov.
She crazy as fuck. And this is ironically on his worst album. Kingdom Come. He has a song called Lost Ones on there. He has two verses. Actually, has three. The first one is about Dame and how they fell out. The second one is about him and Beyonce and how they almost fell out. Listen, I guess I gotta go first verse. I'm gonna go to one about Dame, because we had never really known what the fuck happened, and he kicked it off. This is not a diss song. This is a real song.
Right.
I hear motherfuckers saying they made Hov, made Hov go okay, then make another Hov. Niggas wasn't playing their day role. Like, dude, listen, man. We parted ways like Ben and J-Lo. Like, dude, too much Sam Rothstein, too much flossing. Y'all doing too much, dude. We came here to do one thing, and y'all motherfuckers want to step out the lane, step out the circle, do too much, get famous. Dude, like, that. Y'all got to listen to that fucking verse, dude. That verse is amazing, dog. And this, I feel bad for Dame because he can't rap. So he can't come back and combat this. Like, he just got to let people hear Jay snap, and that's all. He can't do nothing about it. And there may be another side to the story, but it won't sound as good as that, though.
You're right. That was a hell of a one. That was a hell of a one. But look, though, people going to be surprised about this one from me, though.
I mean, it's going to be some slaw.
What? I mean, yeah, because he looked like you. So it'll be some slaw.
Was this Denzel? You got a song?
Who?
I don't know, man.
Rosé. Shout out my homeboy Durb 100.
For sure.
But Valley of Death, one of my favorite songs, period. You know what I mean?
Deeper than rap.
Shout out to Toomp. Shout out to T.I. They did the beat. And this was when Ross was addressing the CO thing or whatever it was. And this is one of the few moments that I felt like Ross was keeping it real.
Yeah.
My quotable is, and you can play a little bit of it. Can't criticize niggas out here trying to get jobs. Better get smart, young brother, live yours. Only live once, and I got two kids. And for me to feed them, I get two gigs. I shovel shit, I see yo. So we can bow our head and pray over the meatloaf. I'm looking at the big picture.
That is one of Ross's realest moments ever. On wax.
And like, it frustrated me so much, because in interviews and shit, he be so like, yeah, I'm the boss, and yeah, no, me can't take no loss, and all. But like, that right there.
Yeah, he showed some vulnerability.
Can't criticize niggas for getting too, man, come on.
Yeah, like, he done his thing on that.
I fuck with Ross for that.
I'm going big on this next one. And this is, man, when I heard this right here, man, this changed my whole outlook on, because I was Pac, I was No Limit. I was a little bit of Jay.
Okay.
But when I heard this Puff No Way Out album, shout out J-Ho, man. It's like one of our favorite verses, man. Big on that victory. That is probably one of the most, like, stolen, like, in terms of bars. Like, he get bars taken out of this every other day, dude.
That was monumental.
Like, his verse was stupid, dude. Francis, M to the is a phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I could buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I could pimp a few holes. Excellence is my
presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Leave a nigga bit, real quick, real sick. Raw nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back guns, ridiculous. And I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kids or girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Two auto, Mattos, used to call me Fatso. Now you call me Castro, my rap flows, militant.
God damn, I'm finna go back and listen to that Puff. Woo! Right now. But look though,
alright,
we got one more piece, man. Then we gonna hit the music break.
Look, this special to me, right?
Okay.
Alright, I ain't got a lot of East Coast stuff. I ain't got a lot, especially not a lot of G on it. Though I did fuck with them when they was out. That was my guys.
For sure.
My guy, rest in peace, D-Tay, Isaiah Dante Cook. This Lloyd Banks, Till the End.
Mm.
Probably the best song Lloyd Banks has ever done.
Don't do Lloyd Banks any kind of way.
Nah, I'm just saying this is the best song he ever done.
Okay.
D-Tay told me, and he passed. RIP to him. He passed due to a heart condition. Before he passed, though, he told me, he said, when I listen to this, man, I thank us. And it always stuck with me forever. Keep my mind on my money, my head to the sky. I never really smiled much. If you was here, you know why. It's frustration and fire when you look in my eye. The media fucking me up, right hook in my eye. Niggas hated on us before the game took us inside. And now they open their arms wide. Took the whooping and cried.
What album was that on? His first album?
That was on that Hunger for More. And what I took from it, what he was telling me, because he knew something that I didn't at that point. Like I said, he knew his health. And what he was telling me is, like, regardless of the situation, if I ain't here or whatever, like, what we gonna do or what I want you to do or what I see in you, you gonna make it and y'all gonna do it regardless of whoever say what about it.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me forever.
That's definitely respectable and acceptable. Man, my last one, I could not have a top five impactful verses without No Master P.
Mm.
Come on, man. Y'all know. If y'all listen to the show, y'all know goddamn well I'm not finna just go all the way through this episode without mentioning P, No Limit, all of that. So I went to I'm by the soundtrack if I could change. P verse. Listen. Lord knows, picture me balling,
trapped in this ghetto with my young G's calling in the seat. And we when they bury P, a quarter key, six G's when they carry me. Fall on my knees to no nigga. Trapped in this hood, raised by a chrome trigger. Never had a pops. A nigga learning slang cream. Should have been a chemist. The way I work a triple B. Life is like a page. I wanna turn. I wanna make a change. But Lord, you let my brother burn.
Follow my knees to no nigga.
Hey, come on, dog. Like, you got to really slick do the whole thing. Like, play that on out and everything.
Dog.
Trivia question, though. What J's were out when they came out?
That was 96.
Jordan Black and White 12s. Loved them. Not the original.
The playoffs?
I ain't talking about the original. Yeah.
Playoffs.
The black bass with the white, you know what I mean?
At the bottom. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Dude, that verse right there, man, it did something to me. And I ain't even just finna be like I wasn't in no street life, but I didn't really have no pop. He even said that on here. But now you had to, like the shit he was saying.
It was so transparent and relevant to everything going on. Like, I ain't have to be, you ain't have to be a nigga selling dope.
Right.
You ain't have to be nothing. You just had to be a nigga that could feel what P was saying at that point.
For sure, man. Music break. We're gonna take something off this Puff since he just dropped his new tape. This is a joint called Every Day, man. Check it out.
Find out that them dudes that's repping with you is cows. Your right hand man been effing you on the powder. Cut a body part off and they leave it by City Island.
Come on.
We get to the money get to us. Could have left, but we stayed. How sick of us. Love us or be sick of us. We millionaires. My niggas up.
We got money over here.
Take a puff.
Come on.
Think of Mitch.
That's right.
Either you talking money or talking gibberish. Me, I died was New York mine, a jigger shit. Both did clothing and liquor, got in the bigger shit. King gotta fight for the throne, you gotta live with this. Friendly competition in music, you should consider this. Just a little moment, I figured I'd revisit it. Cause y'all niggas is talking it, but ain't living it.
Alright, man, that was Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. Whatever you go by right now. That's a joint on his new mixtape, MMM. Y'all check out that MMM. It feel like that shit just came out last Friday. Why? I feel like it's been out for about 5 months. Damn, that's how fast the music game moved, though.
Nah, it's just half-ass ain't nobody ain't trying to hear Puff.
But it's straight, though.
He ripped that song. Who wrote that?
It's obvious who wrote that.
Pusha T wrote that?
Yeah. You can just look. Anytime you want to know who wrote a Puff verse, just look at who on the song with him. That's usually how he delegate who get on the song with him.
Dead.
And if you go back and listen to it and picture Pusha T saying it, it sounds exactly like Pusha T.
And also go back and listen to it and pay attention to who was being dissed there. 50 Cent.
Reach status.
No. Talking about him and the whole, we was running you New York and y'all niggas was talking about this shit. We were really living this shit. Who filed bankruptcy recently? Yep.
Man, anywho, y'all go check out that Puff, man. Let us know what y'all think. All right, so speaking of Puff, he banking his promo run for the tape. He was on everything, Breakfast Club, Sway, he on all that shit. He said some interesting shit on Sway. When Sway asked him, why don't you and Jay go into business? Have y'all ever done anything? His answer was interesting.
Have you and Jay ever done or done any companies together? Or why doesn't that happen more?
Me and Jay, we've talked about it. We just said we want to pick the best one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why hasn't it happened more? Like, with people that's something I'm on a mission to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A mission to... But I think it is happening more. People are, like, doing business deals together and stuff like that. But, like, on a bigger way, there's going to have to be that one, you know, thing that gets it all the way popping. Like, you know, for other people, it was DreamWorks.
Yeah.
So when DreamWorks happened, it made it okay for, like, strong, like, you know, visionary, idealistic leaders to get together and figure out how to navigate that right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you're very strong-willed about how you see things, sometimes you don't do it not because you don't want to do it or it's just that you almost out of respect for somebody else, you may just want to just like stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the only way we'll be able to really get true economic power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is if we do more things together. That's the next level for hip-hop.
Yeah.
Is that if we take from what we all is cool, they rocking us to sleep with the list and all that right there, because to be honest, that ain't no money, y'all. I'm just telling y'all right now,
the Forbes list.
I'm talking about as far as in the world of business. I'm not saying for like a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying in the world of business to really be able to go and change something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you take away from that? I'm gonna tell you what I took away from that.
What I took away from it is him just trying to politely say that him and Jay can't work together because both of them bosses. Like, if a decision comes to the table, it's who need to be like, you right and I'm wrong, who going to step down?
Neither one of them is going to say that I'm wrong part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they can't work together.
So that means if they can't work together, then who can? It can't be people on the same level.
No. Like, everybody ain't 1-2 on the Forbes list, though.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's like, how you make a difference, though, is it not?
Is 1-2 on the Forbes list. So, like, if I'm 2 on the Forbes list and I'm Jay, or if I'm 2 on the Forbes list and I'm Puff, yeah, like, you got that status over me, but I'm not taking no L's, like, from you. But everybody else has to take that L because they not 1 or 2. Like, Kanye can't challenge Jay.
Right.
Push can't challenge Kanye. Like, nah. But, like, if Puff and Jay get into a shouting match, shit, who win?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, but you know what? He mentioned something about their Forbes list. He said that shit fool's gold, dog.
It is.
He said that shit is fool's gold.
I think he mean that in the terms of when motherfuckers say like Puff worth half a billion, that he can access half a billion. It's like it's assets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Puff giving his community the benefit of the doubt to be like no, we know what it means when it says you worth $500 million. Like, no, I know you ain't got that in cash under your mattress, bro.
Right.
I know that. You know what I'm saying? But like, nah, the Forbes list ain't fool's gold. He's saying that try to get the IRS off his ass.
I mean,
ain't no fool's goal about that. Like, he has that much money in assets, in Bad Boy and all that shit. Like, yeah, that's true. Like, you gotta file taxes. They use tax returns to report that information.
Like, I think how I interpreted him with the Forbes statement was that when people see that list and they see him at 700 million, they see Dre at 600 million, they say Jay at 500 million, and they say, man, why don't they all get together and go buy a Kroger and make their own grocery chain? And what he's telling you is, nigga, you think this is money? Right. Go look at the real Forbes. Don't look at the hip hop cash cow list. Go look at the real Forbes list.
Look at the Waltons.
Look at the Waltons. You know what I'm saying? Look at the Gates. That look at the Microsoft. That's real money. They're able to do shit like that.
I don't think he did a good job of explaining that, if that's what he meant, though.
That's how I interpret it.
I get what you're saying. And
that's all.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I just think he did a bad job of explaining, like, people see 50, 60, 70 million or 200 million or whatever it is it may be. Like, they think that Jay-Z a billionaire.
Yeah.
Everybody else on them lists, like what you said that he referring to, are 10 times that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what can Puff do with that?
It's a drop in the bucket.
Other than say vote or die.
Right.
Like, I'm still in the system just like you.
Yeah.
I just got more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's money compared to wealth.
Right.
Generational wealth. Exactly. It's kind of hard to play ball with it.
1% versus 99%.
Right. All right, man. So, and I just thought that was interesting, man. So real quick, question of the week. We got a lot of responses off this.
We did, though. But look, though, real quick, I can't let this slide.
What's that?
Another one of my verses. Everybody in the Ville is going to know this. Cool Daddy Fresh. It's all true. Life is complicated. It keeps me aggravated. It's premeditated. Damn, G, I done made it 24 years on earth. Thank God. Some say life is easy. That's a lie. It's hard. You could be gone in a second. Shout out my guy, B Hoodie. That's his pops. Two generations of Nashville hip hop, but go ahead.
You done?
Tough.
Shout out Cool Daddy Fresh and Be Hooded though. All right, question of the week, man. Jada, he out here doing this promo run for the Top 5 Dead or Alive album. And I don't think people say he's top 5. I don't really think that's just kind of one of them titles he put on himself. And since he cold, niggas ran with it.
He top 5 in the locks.
Right. But he is highly underrated though, in terms of just like spitting though. And we also feel like another underrated New York nigga is Fab. So the question is, all things considered, Fab or Jada, who you taking? Now, we took this to Facebook, to the Rap Chat group. If you're not there, what are you waiting on?
Rap Chat, On Deck TV, Facebook.
We also took it to IG at On Deck TV. Now, I got the IG up. You got the Facebook up.
I do.
Give me one or two on the Facebook good responses that you got. What are people saying in the Rap Chat?
My guy Ferris Bueller, who's an On Decker, gives us good comments every week.
Most Def
said, clearly, Kiss, no question. Longer run, both a solo artist and a group. So that's the double workload.
It's for sure.
One of a kind. And he can go bar for bar, toe to toe with legends, cause he crossed the eras and has been around all of them. X, Early J, Late J, Nas, Biggie.
That's a good point, though.
Biggie took a liking to him, and there's hella quotables in his bars that never get old.
I agree.
I ain't gonna read all the rest of this, but he's clearly going with Kiss.
Hooked on Phonics, work for you. I'm gonna go to IG. Shout out J Hove, man, co-host of FSP. He know his music shit too. He said he's going with Fab. Jada can't make songs, and his beat selection is top 5 worst in the game.
What?
That's disgusting. Fab beat selection wasn't that great until recently. Let's be clear. So don't just say Jada can't pick beats and Fab is just fucking got her ears of gold now.
Shout out James Reagan.
For sure.
Can we call this a wash? Because they both can flow on any beat. Only thing Fab got on Kiss is making songs for the radio and that's females.
True. That's true. But hold on. People sleep on Jada's song. Jada had Knock Yourself Out and Why and like he had a couple of radio shits. Like, no, we not just finna be.
What was the one with Maya?
What?
Best of You.
Yeah, I mean, that was Maya's song, though, but he just happened to be on it.
Jada ripped it, though.
I mean, of course. And that was Jay's song, too.
No, it was Maya. This is a wash, dude. This is a wash. There's no winner here. But they're the same artist because everything.
No.
Yeah. Like, ain't no winner because anything that Jada Kiss is strong at and Fab may be weak at is vice versa. Like, Fab got the song for the gals. Jada Kiss got the streets. Yeah, Fab's got street cred, but so does Jada Kiss. Like, it's the same thing, dude. They're the same rapper.
Now, had you put somebody like Joe Budden's up there? Now you got a debate.
Joe Budden who?
Joe Budden.
And who?
Either one of these niggas.
No.
Joe Budden ain't better than either one of these guys.
No.
What?
No.
Rapping?
No, motherfucker.
Joe Budden better than Jada Kiss. by Joe Budden better than Jada Kiss. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all get at me if y'all got a problem with that. Joe Budden's just better than Jada Kiss.
Shout out Dons and Divas on IG. He said argument can be made for both. It's kind of like Jay versus Nas. They both can spit.
Oh my God.
I feel Fab makes better songs. They both have made me hit the rewind button in the middle of a song and replay a slick bar or two, but Fab has made me hit that button more. They both are lyrical beasts, but I gotta give Fab the slight edge. I bet Fab will give us a classic before Kiss will.
That's obvious.
You think so?
Yeah. Fab picked that.
So Fab got a better album than Kiss' first album? The Kiss the Game Goodbye was hard. Like, niggas sleep on that shit.
But Fab shows versatility in his selection of music.
Now, that is true.
Mixtapes.
That is true.
Jada Kiss ain't never had a fire mixtape. Now, I'm just saying that to say, like, when you
I like the little mixtape he had.
When you have more freedom to select your music and the label ain't got as much to do with it, like, Fab has shown he can show creativity, like the soul tapes and the samples and
that
stuff
shit
like
fire.
That.
Yeah.
Like, Jada Kiss can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Y'all look out for that Jada Top 5 Did A Lot come out next Friday. During the credits, we're going to play some shit, man.
Yeah, what we're going to do during the credits, man, we had a couple of people that called in and gave us some favorites of theirs as we gave favorites of ours. Shout out to On Deckers, man. People that are a part of the show, they gave us some of their verses that they want to close out with. Some of the stuff that stuck out to them that was impactful to them. They're going to tell you why. They're going to tell you who they are. We appreciate the On Deckers, man. Y'all start participate more in the show. Y'all participate more in the rap chat. The
Please.
IG at On Deck TV on IG and Twitter. The rap chat is what?
Shout out. It's the rap chat. That's the name of
Just
the
show notes together,
group
man.
Room.
Come on, man. You like Russell Wilson out here.
The chat, the rap chat is on Facebook. What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
We got our guy J-Hove coming in town. So if he does not come, y'all hold him to that because we plan on doing a special podcast. We're going to talk about stuff that we usually don't talk about. We're going to mix the music and sports up. I want to talk about the Missouri shit, which you have no clue about, which is amazing to me that you live in this world and have no clue about. And you probably edit this out.
Clearly.
That's how hot you is about that.
Clearly.
We'll talk about some other stuff, man. You know, it's good when we mash up like that. So we might give y'all some extra content this weekend. Check that out.
I'm not going to gas the extra content because
you don't
want to
be.
Jay's not coming.
You're going to be lazy and not want to do it.
Jay's not coming. So I will speak in terms of him not being here.
Damn.
I may hit the sneaker convention up that's going on down at it's a sneaker show going on this weekend.
Where is it at?
It's at some school, man. What's the school down? It's some school down here.
Clark.
I found it on
Clark.
It's at a high school.
Oh no.
It's a sneaker convention. I found it on Twitter the other day, man. I saved that shit. I might go fuck with it. I need them Thunder Fours, man. Them all yellow joints. Need them. Need
they
them
selling
in my life.
Shoes down there?
Yeah, tough.
They got
everything. It's a sneaker convention. They probably got those.
They got them great nines. I'll be in there with you.
All right, man. Listen, don't turn the channel. We got some shout outs in the credits, man. We appreciate y'all listening as always.
Yeah, man. Shout out Polar Mate. Shout out Big Dog Scoop. Shout out TK. Shout out my guy Jimbo and all the other credits that you hear from some of their favorite verses throughout history.
Holla.
What's up On Deck Podcast? It's your boy Scoops checking in, man. And I had to go with Players Ball by Outkast. Because in 94, when I was getting out of Glencliff Elementary at the school watching Rap City, it was the only group on there that could relate to how I was living, not none of that up north shit. So that's why I had to pick the whole song. And I'm going to close it by saying, the closed-minded folks don't want to listen, but the South got something to say.
My dumbass is not knowing everybody kissing ass to go to heaven ain't going. I put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily, plus the media be crucifying brother severely. Tell me I ain't God's son. Nigga, my mama virgin had a dick that had to lead the birds. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit, looking at the sun don't pay. Criminal minds all the time waiting for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split a blunt and rolled it fat because I'm deadly. Babylon beware. Funny federal shit. retaliation, making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem, waiting for signs. God coming, she just taking her time, huh? Living by the Nile where the water flows. I'm contemplating. Thought of gold, brothers getting shot, coming back resurrected. This is that raw shit, nigga, check it. That raw shit. And I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blasphemy. All right, guys. Now, I picked this Tupac/Machiavelli verse. Really, this song in particular, but I could have picked any one of these verses off of this song if you go listen to him. And the reason why I picked him because he made this so he done these songs such a time ago, but everything he talking about in the song is so relevant to the times that we living in right now. If you just go listen to, you know, the all three verses, I picked the middle verse, you know. But I could have picked that in one of the verses, man. If you just go listen to him, he relating to everything that we going through and doing right now and seeing right now in the times, man. And I mean, I ain't saying he no prophet, but that was pretty close to a prophecy as far as a nigga just going in the studio making a dope-ass song. Y'all check that shit out, man.
Hey, y'all. This is Jimbo from the ATL for the On Deck TV show, radio show. Sorry about that, Lou. Spike Lou. Hey, these are my favorite lyrics. Comes from Jay-Z, Can't Knock the Hustle. Y'all niggas be lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make much, lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew, something to watch. Nothing to stop, unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado, my motto. Stack rocks like Colorado, waddle off the champagne, crystal by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not, though. Me. Slick like a got though, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. He tried to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can the nigga see me? Got the US Open, Ivana Jigga, served like Sampras. Clay fake, rappers like a campus, Latigra. Son, you're too eager. You ain't having it? Good, me either, let's get together, make this whole world believe us, huh? At my arraignment, screaming, all is last, God is sports and entertainment, until we even, thieving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way a nigga eating, fuck you even. That's it, Jimbo out.
What up, Lou? What up, Doug? It's TK from the Ville, about to hit y'all with this quick drop of one of my favorite verses from my dog. How the fuck I'm free out here and you locked in there? The whole family acts like I don't care. They don't know about the nights. I just lay in my bed. Can't even sleep. I just lay in my bed. Eyes full of tears and a heart full of pain. Take deep breaths every time I hear your name. You was more than family. You was like my brother. So when the shit went down, it's like I lost my brother. And I wish we could trade places. Swear to God, dog, I wish we could trade places. Living a life of crime, but it wasn't your life. It was more like mine. I often think about the close calls we had, and I often think about the close brawls we had, and I love my nigga. What you know about that? I'd do anything to get gold mouth back. Talk to him.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hey, man, I hope y'all enjoyed that show as much as we did recording it. Don't forget, it ain't over yet. Go to Facebook right now. Search for the group Rap Chat On Deck TV Podcast. We're taking the conversation over there, man. Come fuck with us.
Listen, join the conversation with me and Animal Brown, man. Following every show. Get on there. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you got to say. Leave your comments there and let's have a conversation about it as we do and let's build this fan base.
You damn right. Facebook, go to the room, Rap Chat On Deck TV Podcast. Holler at your boy.
Chill.